Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK for the local news department. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and I'm joined in the studio today by school board member Sarah Holmgreen and interim superintendent Erica Klute-Painter. Thank you both for coming in today. And we're going to talk about tonight's school board agenda. It's a meeting that's going on in the high school library. It's a different place than usual because the borough assembly is also going on at the same time. There's new leadership in the local school district with Erica. You have taken the reins as interim superintendent for the rest of the school year, and the school board is going to be looking for a permanent replacement soon. Sarah, let's start with you. Is there anything you can tell listening public more about our last superintendent, how the two sides parted ways, and the situation you're faced with now of going out and searching for a new superintendent just a year after you did your last search?
Well, it's disappointing to be in that position at this point, but when Lisa left, it was at least my understanding as a board member that it was for concern over some health problems, and once she was down there, she sent a letter in to the board president. I wasn't necessarily privy to any of the conversations that went on between them, but what I was explained to us in our meetings, as much as I can share, is that that was her request, and the board as a whole granted it, is to let her out of her contract.
So now you're looking at a new search and looking at employing the Association of School Boards to do that service, which you've done in the past. You didn't last year.
Rob had offered to help us and felt that he would be able to help us get through that process, and he did. But at this point, I think that would be an extreme burden on Erica to help us with that process, and they do a great job in the past in helping us whittle down who could be top candidates, and that's kind of their specialty in some areas, is helping districts find superintendents and then also doing follow-up afterward sessions. So we're happy to employ them again to help us with this. It is an expense to the district, but I guess the reminder would be is that we saved that last year, so in essence we're back where we probably would have been anyway, had Rob not volunteered his time.
Okay, so and time frame, is that going to be starting soon, the search?
It is. Okay. They'll post probably the announcement by the end of, hopefully this month, at the beginning of February, and this is the time of year most superintendents, if they're going to change districts or change states or even principals that consider moving up to becoming a superintendent, this is the time of year they start looking, is January. So hopefully we'll have some solid candidates. Alaska seems to have a problem in the past of getting some, or, you know, everybody's fighting over the strong candidates sometimes. It's just we have seems to have a shortage. I think that's been a news article the last year, a couple different times, on how many districts had turnover in the last 12 months. So hopefully we'll find the right candidate and can settle in again.
And Erica, you've switched offices. You're now over in the district office. Can you update us on how that's gone for you personally and as for the schools and the districts itself to make that change for you and have Terry Toland as principal at Racy Stedman?
Yes, it's been a busy few weeks, and I think we are all settling in as well as can be expected here. And I think, the benefit, I guess, that I would see at this point is just knowing that that I've been here. This is my 14th year in the district, so I'm pretty well aware of what issues we're facing and what we need to do and where we are with lots of projects that are going on in the district, and also just with requirements that are coming from the state and that sort of thing. So really, I feel pretty comfortable with the tasks that we're needing to work on. I also feel really good about leaving the building in Terry Toland's hands. She also is, well known and I believe quite respected, and has stepped up to the plate. So things are going well over there too, and just checking in with her off and on. I've tried to get out and about in the buildings a little bit. I'm hoping to do that a little more, find out a little more about how the other half lives, since I have a lot of experience in the elementary school. But I know all the staff, of course, and have worked with them in the middle and high school. But just to be able to get in to the buildings and hopefully out into classrooms and just let people know that I'm available and ready to do the job.
Are you interested in the superintendent's job long term, or is your heart in the elementary school?
It's I've been asked, actually, Dr. Rob worked on me pretty hard last spring about this job. I had a few reservations that actually didn't have as much to do necessarily with the job, but maybe even just more personal in nature, I guess, just kind of thinking about having, you know, kids still in school myself and kind of schedules some of the obligations that go along with the superintendent position. I certainly do love the elementary school. It's, you know, my heart is obviously there in that sense. It's where I've had all my experience administratively and really as a teacher as well. But, you know, I think right now I just have to take it maybe a week at a time, a month at a time, and see how this thing plays out. And who knows, maybe, I mean, it might work great for me and might not. It might work great for the district and might not. So, you know, maybe we just need to let it see where it goes here.
Okay. All right. You have a couple of updates tonight, but before I wanted to get into those, I wanted to mention some positive news for the district in ranking of schools. There was a website, online site that ranks schools and colleges and cities and neighborhoods and that kind of thing. Nationwide, and it also provides a rank for each state. A couple of Petersburg schools, Racy Stedman and Mitkoff Middle School, both named number one in Alaska by that site. It's called, I think, Niche. I think I'm pronouncing that right, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw that.
both Mitkoff Middle School and the elementary school named number one, and Petersburg High School named 14th by that website. Reaction to that kind of positive news from either of you?
Oh, well,
Sarah?
I have to say I'm not entirely surprised. It's pretty exciting to see that, just because to be recognized at how hard the teachers work and the kids work on a daily basis and the parents' involvement, that all those come into play in making a school district work well. And it's just nice to be recognized other than locally on their efforts, and to just kind of toot our horn that we're doing great things here, and you know, whether it's whatever classroom you're in. So yeah, mm-hmm. It was nice to see that.
I agree.
Erica?
I think it was nice to, you know, sometimes it is nice to have some affirmation from somewhere else besides, you know, like I of course can talk about things that I know that are great and wonderful and going on in the particular building itself, but it is nice to have some affirmation from outside and to know that we have fantastic schools across the district here.
At the same time, you now have to find out about evaluating teachers throughout the district and how that whole process is going to play out with new state requirements for evaluations. And I understand you're going to learn more about that if the board approves a staff in-service day, basically. Sarah, is that right? Or?
Yeah, I think so. That's something that we had hoped to get started this fall, and it looks like then Eric will take the reins and get it accomplished. But it is something that's necessary, and we're required to do. I feel pretty confident that our teachers are all doing well, but we need some, you know, we have to have some mechanism for, you know, making sure they're doing what they say they're doing.
This is a state requirement, Erica.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is a state requirement. And we've actually, we've been working on the process of it and just learning more about it. Actually, over the last couple, 3 years, the state has had several learning institutes in Anchorage, and we've sent 2 to 4 people each time. They've had a couple of those a year for the last couple of years. So I've been to several, and Mr. Dormer's been to several, and we've brought lots of different teachers to those too. So everyone's been dealing with it, but we've really not jumped in full force as a district to really, you know, we have to actually adopt a whole new tool to use that has to be based on certain researched tools, and we need to do that, and we have not really done that yet. And then the district needs to be trained, staff need to be trained, and then there's also a huge component that people are kind of an unknown out there, is that teachers are going to potentially have part of their evaluation be based on student growth and student learning objectives, which, of course, we are all assessing our students all the time and making sure that our students are making growth, but it's actually going to become part of a formal evaluation, which brings some inherent issues for the logistics of that, because, as we know, children are not little robots, and they come with lots of things that contribute to how well they do in school. So, and some of those things are beyond actually the school's control. So it's been challenging, and it's actually not just here that it's been challenging. It's across the state. as teachers and schools try to grapple with this. So we're hoping to bring down, well, we are going to bring down, I just confirmed it on Friday, that we're bringing at least two of the staff members from DEED to come down and work with our staff February 27th if the board approves that. We did have a day in our calendar that we could add for in-service, so it will mean a change for students, but teachers would be in session receiving some current training.
And that requirement, does it go into effect next year? Is it phased in, or how does
Well,
it
is phased in, and 2015, fall of 2015, is when that we have to have an adopted tool, and teachers have to be trained in that tool, so that's really the focus right now. The piece with the student learning objectives and the growth model being part of that evaluation, they have requested, the state has requested from the feds that that be extended because it's not figured out. Because again, we don't, our kids are more than just sort of little, it's not that simple sometimes. So, and they have discovered that not just in our district or our community, but across the state. So we need more time to work on that.
All right. Remind listeners, if you're listening and you have a question, call in at 772-3808. It'll put you on the air, and we'll try to answer your question. A bunch of other updates tonight. Erica, you're also going to talk about the wall and window replacement. It's still bits and pieces to tie up with that project that went on this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are at the end, though. I'm very excited to say that. In fact, I actually have a meeting after Campus Connection today. The general contractor is actually here in town, and he's coming to kind of do hopefully one last walkthrough. We've addressed the lighting issues. There was some issues with switches in classrooms in the elementary. Those have been repaired, and I believe he's kind of giving that the final okay. Today we are also going to be completing the library lighting that was not correct, so we're going to make sure that that's done correctly, and that's scheduled to happen in the next few weeks as well. And then we have some carpet that'll need to be replaced. There were some issues with manufacturer on the carpets, and they're going to make that right, so it's not a cost to the district. It'll happen, I think, in June, but they'll come back and do that. And I think those are about the last issues on the project. For those of you that haven't been through the building, you should definitely come through and check it out, and all the siding issues that were happening on the outside have all been addressed. There were some issues, some concerns about some things with the way the siding had gone on, and that's all been addressed as well. So,
and Sarah, you're excited about the dollars that are being saved because
yes.
of that change.
I think everybody can be excited about that. It was Dan Tate will be unable to attend the meeting, but he provided us with a written report, and pretty much the highlights are 47% savings so far on our fuel costs. It has been a mild winter, but I'd have to say I think last winter was quite mild. I think we hit the 50s in January as well, so it's still, I think we can still kind of compare the two reasonably. But you can just tell a difference in the building. It's warm when you go in there. It's not drafty.
It is. It's
but
nice.
That's exciting, because then money that is spent for heating can be spent on educating our kids.
Okay. Other updates, I think one of the board members has asked about drug testing practices at other school districts and what they do to kind of have that discussion going on. Sarah, do you see anything coming out of that discussion eventually?
Well, I think Cheryl File had asked about it, and she wasn't on the board when we had a lengthy discussion on it, I think about 5 years ago. And it's always good to bring back some of those subject matters just to make sure we're still doing what's best for the district and what's best for the kids. And maybe this is the time to look at the policy again, whether it gets changed or not. I don't know. But I think it's always a good, healthy discussion to have periodically to reevaluate what people's opinions, but also what's necessary, because we've got a completely different group of kids in the school system than we did 5 years ago. So I can't advocate one way or the other. 5 years ago, I wasn't wild about it, but, times change, and sometimes things become necessary that weren't before. But at this point, I think we're just more informative of why we don't or what's the history.
Okay. All right. And also, you'll be going into executive session. We'll be talking about extra pay for Erica for the job she's doing, and also for Terry for that change in the elementary school. So additional costs with that change as well.
It Yeah, technically, I guess. We would still be paying a superintendent and a principal, and I wouldn't ever expect either of them to take on these new roles with additional responsibilities and still maintain the salary they had before. Because before they, I feel like they had, you know, fair salaries for the responsibilities they held. Now they both have a lot more responsibilities, and I think it's only reasonable and fair to compensate them accordingly. And the rest of the board, I think, agrees with that. It's just a matter of signing on the dotted line, you know, mm-hmm. presenting it. So.
Okay. All right. What else, school-wise, are we missing important dates or things coming up that we should let the parents out there know about or the community?
I think on the list we've got some basketball coming up this weekend.
It's a big
That'll
week for
fun.
Basketball, yes, mm-hmm, and there's a concert as well,
mm-hmm.
the jazz band.
Jazz band, Thursday night.
Still a little bit before spring break, but we're moving along otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I know the high school is doing finals this week. It's finals week, so they're busy over there and adjusted schedules for that, and I think that's gone well. Today was the first day of finals, and it's gone well. I know we tried to feed our son a good breakfast this morning and send him off.
All right. Sarah, anything on your end?
I guess we see that President's Day, the kids will have a day off, and then I think, is the high school play in February? I'm trying to remember. I think that's coming up, but that might be a few more weeks out, you know, more at the end of February, so that's...
Mm-hmm. I think that
pretty
is coming
it,
in
I
February.
Think. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to mention, too, the middle school boiler. This is an item that you had hoped to just repair, but that needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And you will be voting tonight on whether to spend almost $70,000 for a new boiler there.
Right. Last month, Dan Tate had also submitted a report indicating that once they got into things, it appeared that it would be more cost effective to spend a little bit more money and get a brand new boiler. The last one, we've had 30 good years out of it, so the idea is potentially to get another 30 good years out of a brand new one. And I think we had 5 bids, and mm-hmm. we didn't pick the low, but we didn't pick the high either. And I think after reviewing it, it was...
Yep, it was the second lowest bid. I was a part of the review process, and that we had a board member, and then Mr. Tate and Rance McIntosh, and we went through all of them and had a rubric and tried to look at all the factors that needed to be in there that were part of the RFP originally, which could include asbestos work and all those kinds of things, and mm-hmm. And that was the one that was selected, and I think it'll be a good choice.
And if you approve, this would happen, I imagine, in the off season?
Actually, it looks like spring break.
Oh, okay.
Which will be nice. I don't know, last year I think we got snow in February, but mm-hmm. In case we get anything strange in the spring, we might still be able to heat properly.
Yeah, I think we're spending quite a bit on people to babysit it right now, so it'll be good to get it in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, thank you both very much for coming in, and a reminder that the meeting is in the high school library at 7 o'clock tonight, not the usual place, the Borough Assembly. Anything we missed, or we cover it pretty well?
I don't think so.
All right.
So.
Thank you very much.
Joe.
So if you want to hear more, you have to turn out to the high school library tonight for that meeting. Of course, you can hear the Borough Assembly meeting live at 7 o'clock here on KFSK. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music with Ross Nanook III.